I got you. I got Whitney.
All right. That's another reason you can't take Sudoku too seriously.
All right.
It's the puzzle with the numbers.
Yeah, numbers on it. Not letters.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
That's
Cheerio.
Why you can't take Sudoku too seriously. That's one reason you can't take Sudoku too seriously. Well, you know, in life, just like in the Super Bowl, the game is often won or lost in the fourth quarter. You can't just play a good first quarter and think you're going to win. You have to keep that intensity up for all four quarters. And to win spiritually in life, it takes endurance, keeping going even when life hits you hard, right? I mean, you may have played a great game spiritually in life. You may have done everything right. You may be winning in life and some unjust pass interference comes against you and does not get punished and you suffer. That's what it's like to be a saint. In football and in life. And the game of life is a long contest. It takes running hard in that first quarter of life when you're young and you're naive and everything's getting handed to you on a silver platter. But it also takes finishing well when you're old and you're gray and you have nothing left in the tank. Kind of like Team Ricky Robbie over here, right?
Okay, we have an illegal block in the back. Rob didn't even see that coming, man. That was good. Okay, but it's bad. Okay. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty. We're going to restart the 12th down, okay?
Are you going the right way?
We don't really pay attention to that.
Hebrews 12:1 compares life to an athletic contest. Look at what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Life takes endurance. And see, Scripture compares life to the greatest athletic contest of Jesus' day, the Olympic contest in Olympia, Greece. It's like the Super Bowl of Greece, and it's held in this large stadium with this large crowd all around. They're watching the javelin throw and wrestling and running races, chariot races, kind of their version of NASCAR back then. Ricky Robbie may think that NASCAR is what they're talking about here. That's not. It's perfectly, okay, good. He's talking about an endurance race. Life is like a marathon. Life's like a marathon. So think about your life. He says, run with endurance the race God has set before you. See, you have a unique race to run. God created you. He alone knows you. He knows the race he set for your life to run. And he can show you how to run that race. And that's good news. You don't have to run my race. I don't have to run your race. And you can all win at your race. Good news, millennials. You can all win. Okay? That's another reason that you can't take Sudoku too seriously, though. The numbers don't add up. But how do you win? Here's how you win. First, train for a marathon. It's not a sprint. Train mentally to endure. You know, my friends who run marathons tell me it's mostly mental. At mile 19, your mind tells you your body can't go on, but it can. And many have run the race before and proven it. And it's the same in the race of life. It says there's this great cloud of witnesses. They've gone before us in the race of life. They're in heaven's bleachers cheering you on. Don't give up after 400 meters. Pace yourself. Keep a long-term mindset and strip off every weight that slows you down, this verse says. You know, in the ancient Olympics, they wore togas, but they would strip off their togas so that they wouldn't slow them down. See, the ancient Olympics, they ran naked, right? It's kind of like the Hippie Hollow fun run in ancient Greece. And to win spiritually in life, you got to understand something. See, a toga is not bad. It's just not great for running. And sometimes there are things in your spiritual life that for a season, they're not bad. There's nothing wrong with them, but you may need to lay them down for a season. Maybe a hobby, you know, maybe a career. Maybe it's too much social media. Or maybe there are sin patterns that are tripping you up. They're putting you on your face spiritually. Now, we all sin. Sin is just going our way instead of God's way. It's getting off course from God's course in life. But don't stay off course. Don't stay flat on your face in some addiction or sin pattern. Get up. Get back in the game. And here's how. You keep your eyes on Jesus. Keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and now he's seated in that place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people that you won't grow weary and give up. You know, in the Olympic, ancient Olympics, there was this tall pole, and it marked the starting line, but it also marked the finish line. And they would start at that pole, and they'd run around the stadium and out in the countryside, but they'd come back to the finish line by keeping their eyes on that pole. That's what the author's saying. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the starting line, but he's also the finish line. He got you into this race. He endured the cross. An unjust, evil world nailed him to a cross. He endured it for you and me and every human. The payment on the cross paid for all your sins and wrongs and needed course corrections. Why? So that you'd keep your eyes on Jesus. Have you asked God for his forgiveness and guidance in this race of faith? That's all it takes. See, it's a marathon, but Jesus gets it. He ran the race too. God united himself with humanity because he created us for love, to actually do the race of life together with him. And so Jesus endured the race for the joy set before him. He's keeping his eyes on that day when we all cross the finish line and celebrate an eternal win. You know, my mom has crossed the finish line. A few years ago, she did. And I think about, you know, she went through a lot in life. A single mom raising two kids most of her life. She went through hardships. Four men that she loved died on her. You know, she was robbed. She was taken advantage of. I watched her through life always keep her eyes on Jesus and trust him. And she's finished the race, and I know her reward is great. And one day I'm going to cross that line, and she's going to welcome me along with a great crowd. And you too one day are going to cross the line. You're going to finish this race. And don't you want a great crowd welcoming you? And in that day, to look into the eyes of the most knowing, loving, powerful being in the universe and hear him say, "Well done. You endured. You finished strong. Great is your reward. You won." 17, 16.
John, we're going to give you the full 10 points. 3 points for a kind of weak bucket of chaos, but you're an old guy, so we'll let it go.
Yeah.
That makes the final score. Green team, 16.